Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. It is such a great treasure here that we have in our area. And, you know, there's a lot of great things that go on to take advantage of there. So thought we'd bring him in and kind of go down a list of some of the things that are going on at the museum and maybe some of the things that are coming up. So, Dr. Riley, thank you for coming in and joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. It's always a great pleasure.
So how are things going down at the museum? It's we're starting to head into that time of year where I would assume maybe a lot of field trips from the kiddos local in the schools and those kinds of things. But you also have exhibits going on and things that are always constantly changing down there. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, that's true. We're starting to see both our spring break uptick and our school trips. And if you're part of a school or a preschool group in the area and you want to come down and either do a self-guided tour or have some of our staff give you a guided tour, we're happy to do that. We provide that free of charge to any sort of school or youth group that's in our area. You just have to call ahead and make pre-arrangements so we can know when to expect you and be prepared to either give you a tour directly or, again, if you'd rather just come in and do your own self-guided tour, that's also an option at no charge to the adults and children coming in for those. So, and we love that. We love seeing kids from this area and from beyond this area as well come in and explore the wonders of science through dinosaurs, mammoths, and Native Americans.
Well, and most kids in elementary age, if you're speaking dinosaurs, you're speaking their language.
Yes, yes, particularly the sort of younger elementary age students. A lot of them probably know more about dinosaurs than me, since I'm an archaeologist. So.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Right, that's why we have
paleontologists.
Got to
give them a little bit of both, right?
Right, absolutely. So.
And as far as that goes, and then you also have exhibits that are going on. You've got the exhibit hall upstairs, and right now it's the community art show?
It is. It's a Castle Country community art show, and that opened up last month, and it'll be there until May 8th. This is a great opportunity to come see some of the incredible local talent and regional talent of artists in our area. Some of the pieces are for sale. You're welcome to purchase them, and then we'll either ship them or you can pick them up at the end of the show. Other ones are not, but you know, it's a great way to come and see just how many talented artists there are. There's everything from paintings and photographs to weavings and ceramics and even some other sculptural elements and woodworking. So it's really a great way to see just how talented our communities are.
There's
about 80
say,
pieces.
Maybe you'll wander around and your neighbor will have something in there and you had no idea that they were, you know, artistically inclined. So go and check that out. It's always every exhibit that you guys do up there is top notch. It's great stuff.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, that actually happened to me. A lady I know in the community did not know she was a visual artist, and yeah, her pieces are really great. So
go check that out. And then coming up on the 15th of April, this is a really interesting project that you wanted to take a moment and kind of let people know what's going on and talk about.
Yeah, we're helping host a Bringing War Home project. This is a larger statewide project from Molly Cannon, who's up at Utah State University in Logan. And it's based on a book by Tim O'Brien called The Things That They Carried, that's specifically about what we might call the material culture of war. And by this, we don't mean the requisitions and ammo or things like that, but the personal items that people both carried with them into war, you know, photos of their loved ones, letters, a religious tract, a special coin, as well as the souvenirs that they acquired during their service. And so on April 15th, as you said, we're going to have Molly Cannon and Utah Radio will be down here with her up in the classroom in the Don L. Burge Memorial Room up in our Hall of Archaeology from 10 to 2. And they'd love to have locals come by and bring in their own objects and stories, or if you have a family object and story, you had an uncle or a grandparent who served in any of the modern wars of the Americas, they'd love to have you come by and both let them photo document this object and write down some notes about it for part of a larger digital exhibit that will be online eventually, as well as we'll have a separate space where you can record an oral history. So, you know, I know many of us have proudly served or have family members who've proudly served, and so we'd love to have a great turnout for that event on April 15th from 10 to 2.
So head on down there. And as you said, you know, it could be something as simple as maybe a picture that they carried with them that means the world to them, or it could be something as ornate, and you even brought up there were people that brought back things like samurai swords and different flags from different countries and those kinds of things. if you've got those and you've got a story to tell with them, head on down there and let's talk about that. Then coming up in May, you're going to have the Fremont Festival. Let's talk about this one. This one sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. This is part of the larger Utah Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month. You can find events, hopefully, wherever you are across the state during the month of May every year. That's the month. That's our Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month. And we've chosen to take our, normally in the past we've done something we call the Prehistory Week. We've rebranded a little bit alongside our sister discipline, the paleontologists at the museum. We now do a Fossil Fest in the fall, and we're doing a Fremont Fest here in the spring. So on May 5th, we're going to be having our Fremont Feast. And this is actually an opportunity where it's my favorite public lecture I give, where I talk about how we understand foodways in the past and the meals people might have consumed here in eastern Utah 1,000 years ago. And then I actually serve you some dishes that are based on the evidence we have. And so it's a really fun way to sort of bridge the scientific knowledge and the practical knowledge. And so you'll get a chance to taste a number of dishes that could have been served in a Fremont household 1,000 years ago here in eastern Utah. And then on Saturday, we have our Fremont Family Day. This is a great opportunity to come down and explore the museum. It'll be free all day from 9 till 7. And we will have activities in the museum from 11 till 3. These include things from making your own cordage to looking for shark teeth and helping our paleontologists find 75-million-year-old shark teeth from the sediments around here in eastern Utah, back when this was a shallow ocean. It will also have Reuben's Barbecue and Tollies and Smallies will be there as food trucks. And so it'll be a great opportunity to come down, explore the museum, do some activities, mostly geared towards kids. But, you know, any of us who like hands-on activities might appreciate some of them. And we've got some great partners with the Manti-LaSalle National Forest, the Utah Rock Art Research Association, and several others that have committed to coming down and helping us celebrate archaeology and prehistory here in eastern Utah. And then on that Sunday, we'll be doing some field trips. We'll likely be doing one in the museum that will be a behind-the-scenes look at some of the perishable objects, the textiles, the baskets, the shoes that we have in our collection, and then probably two focused on rock art. And both the feast and the trips you will sign up for, and that'll be all available both through our website and our social media in the next week or so.
I know we want to take a moment and talk about Don Burge. And then before we get out of here, you've got an event coming up in June that you wanted to let people know about. So if you got a second, and you can stick around, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, of course, Dave.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Dr. Tim Riley of the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum here on Castle Country Focus. We'll be right back.